I was $25,000 in credit card debt. I knew I needed to do something for my family. That's when I found Simple Lending. I received a letter in the mail letting me know I was pre-approved for a loan. I spoke with a Simple Lending agent, and they walked me through everything and helped me find the best solution for me. I received the funds within days. It was so simple. If you are struggling with debt, give Simple Lending a call toll-free at 844-645-1080 and see how they can help. Here's my secret to getting a personal loan for $20,000. I received a letter in the mail letting me know I've been pre-approved for a fixed-rate personal loan from Simple Lending. So I went to mysimpleloan.com, entered my access code, and there was my offer. I spoke with an agent, and they walked me through everything and helped me find a solution to cut my monthly bills in half. Within 48 hours, I had the funds in my account. Go to mysimpleloan.com or call 855-563-1559 to get your personal loan.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Democrats don't have a lot of support out there. Of course, they don't need it, because when their voters elect them, their voters elect dictators. Let me give an example of something that the Democrats are working actively against the majority of their voters. Majority of voters in the United States, including a majority of Texas Democrats, don't want childhood genital mutilation. They don't want it. They have enough sense at this point to say, look, you can't, just because a little boy picks up a Barbie or a little girl plays with a Tonka trunk, you just can't start lopping off body parts or starting hormone treatments. There has got to be, for a consequential decision that has severe ramifications for the child's health, not to mention their mental stability, there has to be somebody hitting the pause button before these disreputable medical professionals start making themselves filthy rich off of confused children. Well, confused children and, of course, sicko parents that would do this. But where the Republicans / conservatives are going is like, look, this can't descend into what's happening in the People's Republic of California or Illinois or New York, where kids are being transitioned. Kids are having this gender confusion exploited without parental consent. It just can't happen. So there are bills now that are trying to prevent this from happening. This for reining in this gender confusion, LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism agenda. And the Democrats know public opinion is not with them. The Democrats know they've already lost. So what are they doing? Well, they're doing what they did the last session. They're basically using procedural maneuverings to prevent the debate from stopping the vote from even happening. So last session, they bailed on the state of Texas. They abandoned their posts. This session, well, they're using, first off, last Tuesday, they used this riot, what some call the transurrection, which I'll just call insurrection, another insurrection by left-wingers in a capital, stopping official state business, which is what the Democrats' definition of an insurrection is, and that's what happened. And then these individuals who disrupted were arrested, and then they were let go by Jose Garza, the loudmouth leftist Latino DA, Soros-backed, inside of Travis County. So now, fast forward to last Friday, and the debate starts again on Senate Bill 14, which, by the way, the Senate was quick to point out, hey, we brought it up, we voted on it, passed it. None of this big rigmarole, none of this violence, none of this catering to left wing. None of you Republicans in the House side trying to leave the door open to have this thing derailed. And many people are making that accusation that Texas Republican leadership, in the House is trying to derail this legislation, even though the vast majority of people want it. Democrats have successfully delayed the Texas House vote on Senate Bill 14, which would ban transgender youth from getting puberty blockers and hormone therapy. During the Friday debate, Democrats quickly raised a succession of 3 points of order, a parliamentary procedure that aims to kill legislation on a technicality. See, they've lost the debate on the issue, so they just now have been reduced to technicalities. Less than an hour after Democrat State Rep. Marie Gonzalez raised the third one, point of order, the bill was sent back to the House Public Health Committee. Now, some of the Republicans in leadership are taking to social media, claiming this bill will pass. And a lot of conservatives are saying, yeah, heard that one before. As for the general public, University of Texas at Austin found 58% of Texas voters support banning doctors from providing this genital mutilation, this transitioning puberty blockers, what the leftists call gender-affirming care, which is basically gender confusion care to minors. Another of its recent surveys from February shows that 59% of voters don't personally know an openly trans person. So the fight to save our children is on, and there are some boll weevils who are Republicans in name only, who have never been accused of being conservatives, frankly, who are trying to leave the door open so the Socialist Democrats can kill this, because the majority of Texans want protections for children, to protect them from the depravity of, let's be frank, a left wing that is doing some pretty crazy crap, like trying to normalize sexual relations between adults and children. Trying to normalize, hey, if little Johnny feels pretty that day, let's go ahead and start lopping off body parts and putting him on puberty blockers. These decisions ought to be made by adults, not by other adults for these children. The individual themselves, let them work through these issues. And then if you are somebody who has gender dysphoria, you're going to know about it at 18 the same way you're going to know about it when you're 8, okay? And this is a host who has actually talked to the parents of somebody with this affliction. It is exceedingly rare. It is nowhere near the 40% that some people report out there. I know that's the perception, because the left wing is taking this exceedingly rare condition and trying to say that it's everywhere, but it's not. It's not. And we ought to be protecting our kids and putting some safeguards in place. So again, disreputable medical professionals and whacked out left wingers can't exploit our kids. Another one of the big discussion points in the legislative session is school choice. Defanging left-wing Marxists inside of GovEd from being able to sink their meat hooks into our children's psyche. And a lot of folks in the conservative movement have been battling for school choice, and we're battling against the aforementioned rhinos. One of the warriors in that fight, somebody new to the Salcedo Storm podcast, joins us next.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden: health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Why get your news from people who don't share your values? Get news stories from Texas Scorecard. We provide real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, when I interviewed my next guest, it was on the day before the first vote banning the transition of children in the state of Texas. This is how the conversation went. My friends, if you've sat back and wondered, wow, what, this is lightning fast. I don't know where this cultural debauchery came in. I don't know why we're getting headlines where a a federal judge has said that a Satan club can come on to GovEd's campuses. If you're wondering why, it's because we did this. If you're looking for somebody to blame, we are they. We fully funded this system, this worst mistake I think America made, allowing the government to educate our children. Let's talk about this with a warrior in the trenches. Sarah Fields is a Christian constitutionalist, Texas state delegate, activist, and president of the Texas Freedom Coalition. Her focus is advocating for the nuclear family, by the way, the basis of Western civilization, parental rights, and the protection of Texas kids. Sarah, welcome to the Salcedo Storm podcast.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's going to be a really good day today.
Well, you know what? You posted this on Twitter. Tell folks why it's going to be a good day.
So today, finally, after years of fighting, SB 14, which will ban pediatric gender modification, is going to be debated on the Texas House floor. And hopefully we will have a victory.
My hope is there as well, because, look, these surgeries have consequences for children. I remember back in the day when there was gender mutilation by certain religions, how we would decry such barbarism. Why wouldn't we decry it when it's done to make certain unethical surgeons lots and lots and lots of money?
Yes, exactly. And I've actually brought up that exact point multiple times, but at this point, there are so many parents and children that are completely brainwashed. Yes, even the parents are. You know, when a parent is told that by a doctor, would you rather have a trans child or a dead child? You know, they feel cornered, and it's absolutely unethical for doctors to be doing this to these families. And I'm so glad that this is going to be heard in the Texas House today. We have fought really hard to get here. It's actually what spurred me in the very beginning back in 2020 to get involved in activism, because I did not even know that this was occurring. And when I discovered that this type of just abuse was happening, it is actually what got me involved in the very beginning in activism here in the state of Texas.
Well, the left wing is doing that to a lot of mama bears out there who would never dreamed of being political, but the left is targeting our children. The left is going after our children, and they're really ticking off. We have some ladies that join me on the television show called Battle Cry, and they are out there pushing up against the left wing, the Democrats, trying to take away women's rights by allowing men to participate in sports, by allowing men to identify as women. I think there are a lot of women out there, Sarah, who are saying that they reject the Democrats' contention that the best woman for the job is a man. And by the way, you mentioned the fact that these unethical doctors are telling parents you can have a dead child or a trans child. And from all the research I have been reading, that after these transitions, the suicide rate for children goes through the roof. That is true, yes?
Yes, it is actually now, there have been studies that come out where children who begin to take these puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, suicide rate has gone up nearly to 20% in children such as this.
Wow.
When honestly, it's because they are affirming mental illness and not, I mean, we don't cut off the limbs of those who disassociate with, you know, with their arm or their leg. And we don't affirm those who have bulimia and eating disorders. We don't affirm any of these mental illnesses. You know, I don't know if you've seen it, but Dove, the company Dove, actually put out this massive campaign recently where they talk about eating disorders and how they want to spread awareness on eating disorders and what a terrible thing this is.
Mm-hmm.
Yet, if you were to look up the Dove website and dig deep into their website, you'll discover that they 100% support the transsexual lifestyle, and they support what they call trans children. And it doesn't make any sense. On one side, they affirm this type of, you know, gender dysphoria, but then they speak out against eating disorders. It's the exact It is all a mental disorder, and it all needs to be treated the same.
Well, and not to mention the fact that you mentioned the hormone treatments, and because of political correctness and because the biased press serves the Democrat left rather than serves the American people and facts, we don't get a lot of examination of the recent mass shooters that have perhaps undertaken these steps to change their biology, chemically speaking, and what that does to their psychiatric health.
Right. And they would do anything to hide that. The mass shooter, for example, in Nashville, we still don't have the manifesto. I've actually myself written several open records requests and have talked to several attorneys about getting a hold of that manifesto in Nashville. Mm-hmm. And they're doing everything possible to keep people from seeing it. They don't want you seeing the horror of what was going on inside the head of that child, because that the Nashville shooter was pretty much a child, and they don't want to see anyone to see what was going on inside the head of that person, because it would be very revealing. It would be very revealing of the mental illness and the turmoil and the hatred and the
right.
hurt that child was going through.
Yeah, the FBI said, if it was to be released, it would be dangerous for us to learn. And yes, it would be dangerous for the left-wing cause, for the left-wing divisiveness that is being sown. It would be an eye-opener that would undermine the Democrats' ability to destroy the United States of America and Western civilization. So the FBI is keeping it under wraps. Sarah Fields, our guest, Christian constitutionalist, Texas state delegate, activist, and president of Texas Freedom Coalition. You have been busy, shall we say, in the last few years, and you actually got the attention of Texas Scorecard on one of your efforts. Without parental knowledge or consent, a high school in, was it Bourne Independent School District, hosted... Bourne Independent School District, hosted a licensed psychiatrist who spoke to students about gender identity, gender transitional drugs, and Christians' lack of acceptance toward LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism. What did you find there?
I'm honestly very disturbed by this entire, the developments of this story. As I dig further and further into this story, I'm discovering more and more about this school in what is supposed to be a small conservative town. This is the consensus of all the parents that have come to me about this. I advocate for parents, and the whistleblower for this was a parent who has he's a 14-year-old child that attends this school. And she came to me and told me that Dr. Sarah Ansborough was allowed to come speak during all of the three different lunch hours to these students, which are
wow.
grades 9 through 12. And it was without parental consent. And then come to find out that she was invited by their GSA club, what the school calls the Gay Straight Alliance Club. When the principal, his name is Thomas Price, was approached about this by several of the parents after they found out from their children that this doctor had come in talking about puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones and talking about Christians and how Christians are oppressing the trans community, talking about Catholic priests. I mean, she went into quite a lot. And actually, I've now discovered that it's not even in her area of expertise as a psychiatrist. She was allowed to enter into this school, apparently, according to the superintendent, Thomas Price, without permission from the school. So my question is, if they did not know that she was even going to be coming to this school, if she was not approved, who on earth even approved her to enter into the school premises?
Right.
And with all of the issues that we're having as far as school shootings, and with the left just, you know, screaming about school safety, and the right as well, we have a school safety issue. This stranger was allowed to enter into the school without approval from any staff members, supposedly, and talk to children about gender transitioning.
Good grief. And
yes.
Now, look, this sends up red flags. There is no way that administration didn't know about this. You know, I went through something similar in Fort Worth where the left-wing school board in Fort Worth ISD invited to one of these schools a Democrat to come and speak, and he was a board member. He was a left-wing extremist, and he invited this Democrat to come speak to a mandatory assembly. And I had the emails, internal emails from the school principal saying it was a mandatory assembly. The kids were captive. So I asked Fort Worth Independent School District, hey, where's the Republican? Where's the countering point of view? No problem with having a lawmaker come in and talk, but where is the counter point of view? And the Fort Worth Independent School District gave me a line of BS saying, no, this was not a mandatory assembly. It was all voluntary. And I said, I have the emails showing it was mandatory. And that's when they stopped all communication, because this is what GovEd does. This is GovEd believes it is beyond reproach. GovEd believes it should not be brought to heel or brought to account for its stupid decisions. And that's what I want to talk to you about next, Sarah, is what is your take on school choice and the fight that is also going on right now in the Texas legislature, in the House, really, because the Senate's done its job. The House is voting to stab every parent in the back, Democrats and enough Republicans voting to stab every parent in the back and deny them the ability to take these school districts to task. What say you?
I would be very, very honest with you. I do believe in school choice if the bill is written correctly. I don't think that schools should be able to intervene with homeschoolers. I don't think that there should be a government umbrella that, you know, we should stick private schools, homeschoolers, and public schools all underneath the same umbrella. Because I, you know, as obviously as conservatives, we're going to fight for less government and not more.
Mm-hmm.
But with a well-written bill, I absolutely agree with school choice. And I think that parents should absolutely have the right to know what is being taught to their children. And if they discover things like what happened with Bernie, Texas, then they should have the right to be able to, you know, intervene and change what is happening so that their child can receive a proper education. There is leftist ideology that is being allowed to run rampant in these schools. And just like you said, with absolutely no accountability, even after we absolutely know that they're lying to us. For example, this GSA club in Bernie, Texas was sharing, was holding classes every Friday with slides. And I know you know that I got my hands on those slides.
Mm-hmm.
That was not only talking about gender transitioning, it was talking about explicit books, specifically books like Gender Queer, which is a very graphic book showing pornographic images that these children have access to, which I then discovered even later than that Bernie, Texas itself in Champion High School has these explicit materials in their library.
Oh, yeah.
These parents do not have control of these books that these children are checking out of the school library. They don't have control of what they're learning in these social activist clubs, is what they call themselves. And so, yes, I do believe in school choice, and I do believe that if it is a well-written bill that does not interfere with the rights of homeschoolers and parents who, you know, want to have the government leave them alone, I absolutely am for it. But I don't know if it's going to happen this legislative session. I'm seeing a very slow crawl with school choice. There's also seems to be some problems. We have a lot of rhinos in our Republican Party, and I have a hard time trusting our Republican Party to write a bill that would not cause government to intervene with parents who want to be left alone.
Yeah, you know, I've got to say that during his announced re-election bid, Joe Biden plans on running for office again from the basement. One of the books he complained that was being banned out there was something called Lawn Boy. And this, these books that you already brought up, genderqueer and all this kind of stuff, depicting underage relations with adults and children, gay relations, trying to normalize this deviancy. And of course, I expect Joe Biden and his regime to back this sort of deviancy. Shouldn't the parents of Texas at bottom have the choice? If you want your gov ed institution to go ahead and teach all this garbage, you know, good on you. But I'm going to take my child and the tax dollars dedicated to my child. I'm going to go someplace else that concentrates on reading, writing, arithmetic, and the sciences. And then if you can just combine these two questions, Sarah, because I'm asking the question, who said it was government's job to teach critical race theory, the Hate Whitey program, teaching white kids to be ashamed of their skin color and teaching black and brown kids that they're nothing without the state? Who said it was GovEd's job to teach the LGBTQ, ABCDFG, cultural Marxism and this gender confusion agenda? Who said it was their job?
Nobody. The government has now come in and tried to say that it is their job, and it is absolutely not their job. The leftists and the Democrats are trying to say it's their job. In fact, it's something I've heard that has become a running theme recently is these are our children. You know, I actually heard a speech recently that Biden gave where he said, these are our children. And In my head, I was like, these are not your children. This is my child. This is not your child. They truly believe that our children are their children. And they truly believe that they are doing something good for us, that they are, by intervening and by taking over and taking our children all day, every day, and indoctrinating them instead of actually focusing on, you know, academics, in their head somehow they believe that they are doing us as parents a favor. And they're not. They're raising little revolutionaries and bringing it right back to Bernie, Texas here. I mean, Bernie, Texas, this high school is a absolutely perfect example of the indoctrination and the grooming that is going on with our kids in these public school systems.
And with our money. And with our money.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, you said it was a perfect example of what's going on with our schools, with our kids, and our money. Sarah, they're using our money to harm our children.
Yes, our money as well. As I dug into this and I began reporting about Bernie, Texas, I couldn't believe it, honestly, at first. But as it started pouring in, I started, you know, realizing just how indoctrinated these kids are. As I started to receive emails from these students that are, you know, either in the GSA club or not in the GSA club, either way, they were all students of this school. They began to bully and harass me because I was reporting about what was going on inside the school, claiming that I was revealing their safe space.
I'm sorry.
Yes, revealing their safe space.
You know what?
What they called their GSA club. And because I also discovered that in this GSA club, they had what was called access to a Discord account, which had absolutely no protection set in place. It was not set to any kind of privacy where any adult could have accessed this Discord account, any predator, and spoken or communicated with these students. And the parents had no idea. None of them even had to sign a permission slip for their child to be involved in this.
Evil.
And these kids were so angry about me and bullying me, and then eventually doxed me to the entire school. They were also bullying the child of that belonged to the parent that was the original whistleblower, especially after he actually spoke up at the school board to talk about what was happening.
Wow. Evil. See, evil does its best work in darkness. And when you shine the light on them, they really don't like it. And by the way, folks, Sarah wasn't making that up. For all of you left-wingers out there who say that Joe Biden and the Democrats would never, ever say that our children belong to the community, the collective. Listen.
Rebecca put a teacher's creed into words when she said, there's no such thing as someone else's child. No such thing as someone else's child. Our nation's children are all our children.
No, they're mine. You screwed up your own kids, Beijing. Biden, you can't have mine. Sarah Fields, yes. Everybody. Christian. Go ahead.
Sorry, you want to hear an interesting point now that you've played that and reminded me of exactly how he stated that. There's no such thing as someone else's child. What's absolutely unreal is that listen to this phrasing. Remember this phrasing when you listen to the House debate today in the Texas House. Because one of the biggest arguments that leftists will bring up when it comes to pediatric gender modification is it is not your child and it is not your business.
Whoa.
So remember that whenever they say that, and remember what Biden said in his speech, because it is very it's conflicting.
Sarah Fields, many thanks for your warrior-like mentality and getting out there and protecting Texas kids. I wish all Republicans in the Texas State House could be accused of doing the same. That's going to do it, everybody, for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Visit a couple of websites, TexasScorecard.com and ChrisSalcedo.com. Go to those places to track down the best news coverage in Texas and also where to find the Chris Salcedo Show. Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEB, the voice of Texas, and TNT Radio. That's a simulcast. And the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It is rather mentioned by how much power is reserved for you and me. In short, we the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Here's my secret to getting a personal loan for $20,000. I received a letter in the mail letting me know I've been pre-approved for a fixed-rate personal loan from Simple Lending. So I went to mysimpleloan.com, entered my access code, and there was my offer. I spoke with an agent, and they walked me through everything and helped me find a solution to cut my monthly bills in half. Within 48 hours, I had the funds in my account. Go to mysimpleloan.com or call 855-563-1559 to get your personal loan.
Love your sleep all summer with Dreamy site-wide savings during Casper's Memorial Day sale. Start the season with 20% off mattresses, like the Casper, a mattress so iconic it could only have one name. Get your best rest at our best price with the Casper's four cozy layers of support for just $995. Plus, complete your bedroom with 20% off pillows and sheets and 10% off essentials site-wide. Don't snooze through these limited-time savings. Shop our Memorial Day sale today at Casper.com or a sleep shop near you. Exclusions apply. See Casper.com/promo.